Thank you for calling Old Maxfield. My name is Kayla. May I please have your first and last name?
Gina Chiatata.
Thank you. And may I please have your phone number?
Home number 732-317.
732?
Yes. 317-3179.
Okay, I have 732.
317-3179.
Thank you. And is that the number that you have on the account with us?
That I don't know. I'm calling from my home number right now.
Okay, what number would be on the account?
I don't know. It's been a while.
So, okay, what were you calling in regards to? How can I help you? I'm sorry.
Okay, so I came across an old box of Omega X3.
Mm-hmm.
Omax 3, I'm not sure if that's the Mega XL or something.
Okay.
Is that the same? Omega 3, Omega, oh wait, Omax X3, is that the same as Omega XL that I see advertised on TV? I don't know.
No, ma'am.
It's not the same?
It's not the same.
Okay, so this Omax 3, I came across an old box and it expired last month. Is it still good or no? If it's expired, that means it's no longer effective?
Right.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, if it is.
So if I take it, it won't do anything?
If you take it, no. Well, I'm not going to say that because I'm not really sure, but I don't know. I mean, you can always. Okay, until I'm. You said it expired last month.
Let's see. The expiration is. Let me see the date. October 2020.
It says October 2020.
Yeah. So if you can ask someone to see if it's still effective or not. I mean, I know it expired last month, but does that really automatically mean it's no longer effective? So if you can, please ask someone.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be more than happy. Give me 1 second, please. Hold on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying here, okay?
Yes.
I'm staying here, okay?
Yes.
Just went on response.
Sure. Thank you for your help.
Okay, so there's an expiration date for safety.
What's that?
There's an expiration date for safety.
So it's no longer effective after the
Right.
effective date. Okay, so I have to get more than. I started taking that for a guy. I couldn't find that for
It
a guy,
is
so I
safe
said
to take up to a month after it expires, but no longer than a month after the printed date on the box.
so it's been just over a month.
So it's been passed some.
What's the expiration is 10/2. It's October 2nd, and
Ten
today's
two.
what?
Oh well, yeah, you're good. You'll still be good. Just not in December. I
No,
won't take it after December.
no, you said up to a month or 2 months, because the expiration is October 2nd, 2020, and it's November. A little over a month. So that's still okay, or I don't know.
No, no longer than 1 month after the printing date on the box.
I just passed it. Okay. No, I didn't even has the dosage changed? Because on this one it says omega-3 fatty acids is over 1,000 milligrams. And the same thing with the EPA, the eicosapentaenoic acid. So is it possible to take like half the dosage or something? If for, for someone who's got a sensitive stomach?
You say it's it.
Hmm?
Okay, what was that again?
The strengths, the dosages, the strengths. I was wondering, is this the only strength that it comes in? The omega-3 fatty acids, this is a PUFA, is over 1,000 milligrams. The one that says EPA is over 1,000 milligrams, and the DHA. So, if it's someone has a sensitive stomach, is there another strength that it comes in, like half this dose? Half this strength?
Well, we have different other products that may be a little stronger if that's what you're asking.
So no, something that's gentle, like half the strength, half of it. This
Half
is
of it.
not stronger, but less.
Oh, would you allow me 1 moment? And what doses and what's that product?
This is says Omax 3,
Omega 3.
Ultra
And how
Pure.
many? Okay.
It says
And how many doses?
the omega-3 fatty acids, in parentheses PUFA, is 1,550 milligrams. The one that's the EPA, it's eicosapentaenoic acid, in parentheses EPA, and that's 1,125 milligrams. The docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, in
So you want
parentheses.
anything lower than how many
Yeah,
milligrams?
because these things, the first two, the PUFA and the EPA, is over 1,000. So is there anything that's like half of it or less than what this one is? Less than 1,000 milligrams?
Okay.
Or
Would you allow
even.
me 1 moment? I can check.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, okay? Hold on, please.
Yes.
Give me 1 second, I'm just waiting on them to check on there
Sure.
for you, okay?
Thank you. Have you heard of the Omega XL that I see on television? Like, how's that different? I thought it was the same one.
Okay. Let's see here, okay.
Sure.
One soft gel, 750, that's the lowest we have.
What's that?
One soft gel is 750, that's the lowest.
1,550.
No, 750.
You mean for the omega-3?
Correct.
So 750.
Let me add, it's the omega 3. Let me make sure.
Sorry?
Let
I
me make
told
sure that's
you.
for omega 3.
I told you omega-3 fatty acids, in parentheses, it says PUFA, PUFA, 1,550 mg underneath
Oh
that.
yes, so the 750, the lowest we have.
For the omega-3 fatty acid.
Right.
And what does it say for the EPA one? What's the dosage that's
The
underneath that?
EPA.
Yeah. Because on the box here it says 1,125 mg, so it should be half that also.
Okay, let me check.
That's my guess, right? It wouldn't just be half for one of the ingredients. Is there a website to go to? So it would,
omaxhealth.com.
so what you're telling me would be there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
No.